We thank you, Lord, for your good purposes, your good plans for the children of this church. As we look forward to interviewing and discerning your call, in Jesus' name. Okay, so I'm going to hand over to the Ignite group now, various members leading us along the way, beginning with Abby, who's going to bring the Bible reading to us now.
So today's reading is from Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Jesus calls Levi and eats with sinners. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up and left everything and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance."
So, when you first take a look at the reading, you may be wondering, that's a bit short. I was thinking that too, but I think it's quality before quantity. There's so much to unpack. We look at Levi. Levi's a tax collector. From the text, you can see many people aren't that fond of. I mean, who actually likes paying tax? Many people in this day and age suggest that the Bible's irrelevant, that there's nothing useful to learn from it. But I think we all beg to differ. So, starting in verse 27, where Jesus is speaking to Levi, he says, "Follow me." Just as simple as that, two words from God can change someone's life entirely. After Jesus said this, in verse 28 it says, "And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him." It shows how amazing God's power is and the effect it has on us. Levi got up and left everything. He left his old life behind. After speaking only two words to Levi, he dropped everything. His job, his ways, his past, and most of all, his previous life, because Jesus provides a better one. Levi's life before was nothing compared to what life with Jesus looks like. He left everything behind, not just part of it. He didn't hold on to certain bits, but gave it all up. That's something that we, as humans, may find difficult. But in order to really follow God, we must commit our lives to him, all of them. Skipping ahead to verse 30, which says, "But the Pharisees and teachers of the law complained to his disciples, 'Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?'" The Pharisees confront Jesus with the question, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" The Pharisees were teachers of the law and believed that they were more important and favoured by God than any other. The Pharisees weren't very fond of Jesus and his ways of teachings, and the Pharisees weren't happy with what Jesus was doing and who he was seen with, because Jesus reached out and was seen with people who are misunderstood and who the people, most of all the Pharisees, didn't like. But that didn't stop Jesus, because he reaches out to all people. He reaches out to the people who need saving. These are the ones who really need Jesus in their life. Now I'm going to hand over to Sam. Thank you.
All right. For those who don't know me, my name's Sam, and today's theme is acceptance. We need to look at why we chose this reading from Luke's Gospel. As we heard from the reading before, the Pharisees weren't happy that they were eating with tax collectors and sinners, but I think some of them didn't understand fully. So in verses 31 and 32, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call righteousness, but sinners to repentance. In that last section, I've not come to call righteousness, but sinners to repentance. It allows the Pharisees to understand that, yes, people do bad things in life. May not like everyone all the time. But they're not going to change unless you allow them to change. And that Jesus will accept everyone who's actually willing to stand up, leave everything behind, and to follow him. The reason it's so interesting is because it's so difficult to leave your life behind just like that. This shows the impact that Jesus had on people, especially on sinners. In verse 27, Jesus saw Levi at his booth, approached him and said, "Follow me." Jesus' words to him must have such a big impact because he actually got up and left everything behind. including the money that he collected, just with no hesitation, followed him. It's because he wants to start a new life with Jesus, better life. This also tells us that it's not too late to turn to Jesus, even if you've done a lot of bad things in your life. We need to accept that a lot of our actions are wrong, but people can always change. We need to understand that Jesus will accept us as people, no matter what we've done. As long as you're sorry, you're in your heart, Jesus will see that, accept you. Everyone has their pros and cons. Jesus accepts you. If you have to take anything from today, that Jesus loves and accepts you, and if you follow him, I promise you, it will lead to a better life. Thank you.
With the theme being acceptance, we were thinking about how Jesus changes you once he has accepted you and you have accepted him in your life. Also, what your life looks like before and after this acceptance.
While thinking about this, we found a piece of music that spoke to us about what was and then is. So we thought this would be a good time to play the music and have you either pray or just spend some time in reflection.
The song is called Jesus Called My Name.
Enjoy.
Can do it. All right, good morning. Oh, that went well, didn't it? Okay, so first of all, I think we should give a round of applause to young people. Get up here and talk in. Okay, so I can't tell you enough how proud me and the team are of our young people. Each week you come to church and we see someone stand up, a leader or a reader stand up in front of you guys and talk. And for us, it just seems like a natural thing. But for a young person to get up here in front of you guys, it's quite a hard feat. I do this with another job as well for Grace Works, and I can promise you that speaking out loud in churches or in buildings, it never actually gets easier. So we should be encouraged by their courage to get up and actually do this. So today I just thought I'd finish on a bit of a reflection. And on what the young people spoke about today and about our youth in general. So for being accepted on any level, it's hard for everybody. But for young people in today's society, being accepted means so much to them, and it is so important that they feel wanted or needed or accepted in a place. So when we teach the young people here, we like to teach with the Bible, and we teach through the life and the works and how Jesus lives his life. And Jesus shows in today's reading that he will accept anyone if they're willing to just get up and follow him. To be honest, that's exactly what our young people have been doing in church, as you saw today. So no matter where they are on their journey, they listened to their call and they got up and followed him. And it was there that they found the acceptance and love of Jesus. This does, of course, mean we must take action. We must be willing to get up and follow Jesus, just like Levi did and so many other people in the Bible have done too. We see in Matthew 4, 18 to 20, that Jesus said the same two words to Peter and his brother Andrew, follow me. And again in Matthew 4, 21, 22, he calls James and his brother John, the words follow me. And again in Matthew 4, 21, Matthew 9, verse 9, he calls Matthew himself with the words follow me. Now we could easily mistake today's theme to be answering a call of Jesus. But we need to remember who those people were in their communities, in their societies. The first four were fishermen, and the last one a tax collector. Today we are focused on the people that have been called rather than the calling itself. They weren't leaders or people in power. They were normal people, and even people who were seen to be sinners. So the famous author Jennifer Rothschild said this, we are accepted not because of who we are, but because of who God is. But like I said before, they all need to take action and follow Jesus, just like us. So let the young people of our church be an example of what that means. Acceptance is massive for me on a personal level, because there are times when I don't and I didn't feel accepted. I'm a big kid. I mess around. I'm probably good at what I do because I'm no more mentally older than most people around the age of 14. That's when life's fun. So I want to stay that age. It's good. But when I finally opened the door to Jesus, I felt accepted straight away. He did show me that living certain ways and acting in certain ways was wrong. And I needed to change that. But he knocked on my door anyway. The reason of this is because of Jesus' unconditional love for us. Now, acceptance plays a big part in my life. Mostly because me and my wife, Danny, sometimes feel that Lincoln isn't accepted as he is. This is no reflection on you guys at all, but this is just speaking from general experience. For those of you who don't know Lincoln, he has a condition called nonverbal autism. What this means, in simple terms, is he can't speak like most of us do. But we don't see this as his disability, but more of his ability. Lincoln does, however, have words in his own little way. Lincoln can make words using echolalia. Echolalia, yes, echolalia. And in a minute, I'm going to ask Lincoln to come on stage, which could be a massive mistake, by the way, and show you exactly what this is. The reason I want to do this is because although we feel as parents, that Lincoln isn't always accepted everywhere he goes, we know that he's accepted by God. And that is more than okay with us. Ella, do you want to go grab Lincoln for me? Okay, so like I said before, Lincoln doesn't exactly have words, but what he does have is sound. So for example, he has a sound m, and he also has a sound So when he puts those two words together, hey presto, he has the word mum. Remember, like I said, this is an ability, not a disability. So, he's really good at this. Do you want to do some talking?
Yeah.
Wait, don't just shout, Just listen. Just listen. Okay. So, can you say the word mum?
Mum.
Can you say the word... Can you say the word dad?
Dad.
Okay. Can you say the word please?
Please.
Good work. What about... Oh, no.
Ah, no.
Good work. And then tell everybody, chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Good boy. Okay, one more. Just say, okay. And also, he's so good at this that he can actually put words into some kind of sentence now. So, okay, can you say, Mum, wait a second. Mum, Dad, juice, please, chop, chop. Tell.
Mama, Dad.
Juice.
Juice.
Please.
Eat.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Good boy. Okay, call Ella. Call Ella. Say Ella.
Titi.
No, Ella.
Ella.
Good boy. Say thank you. Bow, 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 bow. Good boy. Okay, so one of the other ways he communicates is through sign language, which we are teaching him. He does have his own signs. Some of them are actually what they would be, so he knows the sign perfectly for chocolate biscuit, because he loves chocolate biscuits. But then he'll also just say this for juice, or he licks the air for lollipop. So he makes up his own things, but we get where he's going. Now, I guess what I'm trying to get to at this point is having autism or being shy and nervous about public speaking or getting up and reading and being nervous about it or even introducing a song or just walking into a church building by yourself as a young person, it doesn't actually matter. Jesus is willing to call you out and take you with him on this incredible journey of love. And in this incredible journey of love, this is where you find acceptance. To finish, I just want to heap a bit more praise on Ignite, because I know it embarrasses them. So why not? We as a church actually feel really blessed with the commitment and the passion that our young people have in front of us, and they have to do services, and they have to serve, and they have every Wednesday and Friday that they come along to youth groups. They never shy away from any task that we give them, and they walk with Jesus wherever they're being called. I feel blessed literally every second that I get to spend with them. And I think if you ask any of my other leaders, they would completely agree with me. So thank you all again for the hard work that you've put in. And thank you for letting us walk with you on this journey. And I actually can't wait to see where God calls you to next, and where this acceptance and this love of his takes you on in your lives. So I think I spoke long enough. So I'm going to hand you back over to David. And yeah, thank you.